Hi and welcome. This is Steve Halpern with Super Anti-Aging Podcast. That was a little bit of John Travolta disco era. That was a great time. Lots and lots of energy. B-boy party like crazy. Well, guess what? Just because you're getting older doesn't mean you have to stop partying. Having that energy. Not just sitting in your chair. Oh my gosh. You sit in your chair and you worry about your medication and your hip transplant and your knee transplant and your cataract and your hearing aid and your endless. I'm not part of that club. I watch two TV series at my daughter's, Christmas, we were hanging out. And one was with Michael Douglas. Interesting show. Douglas is in his mid-70s, and it was about seniors and all the problems that they have as they get older. So many health problems, prostate and hip and balance and brain and memory. And then there was Jane Fonda. On the other side, she had an interesting series. Same thing. Blah. Why? What a terrible model of getting older. For my listeners who are baby boomers, it should be getting older and getting better. Not worse, but it takes work. It takes a lot of work. I do that work. And when people know me, they look at me and they say, "My gosh, Steve, what do you do?" And I say, "I work at it. Keep to a regular time clock in bed, okay? Make sure you go to sleep around the same time, get up the same time, get up early if you can. That's our circadian body rhythm. Don't eat late so you don't have food in your stomach and you can go to sleep rested. The body wants to clean itself out. You have a full stomach, it's not going to clean out. It's going to just be working to digest. Eat early. Get up in the morning, wait a little bit before you eat, like I do. I do my berries, I do some of my juices, but I don't really eat something particularly heavy or solid, especially before workout, because I want to, pump that workout. By the way, new research again on exercise and brain function, supporting brain function and supporting longevity and, listen to this, cancer prevention. Well, it's going to make sense because you're turning on your protective system. You're turning on your antioxidant system if you're doing the right things. You turn on all those protective genes that get shut off as people get older. You'll support a healthy microbiome. That's so critical. And that comes from your diet, pure and simple. It's no excuse anymore with all this good web information on eating right, eating a basic Mediterranean diet, not eating meat particularly, especially red meat as you get older because you accumulate iron. You don't want to accumulate iron. Iron is a rusting agent. It rusts. And you have high iron, you're going to rust. And especially in your brain. Plant-based diet. Healthy plant-based diet. I've watched people go vegetarian diets and they're terrible. They eat always prepared soy foods and fake burgers. That's not a real plant-based diet. For most people, especially if you adjust slowly, it's not that hard. You can include some of the beans and legumes, little tofu if you want, some nuts and seeds. And this whole grain issue, my gosh, everybody, don't eat grains, you're going to be gluten, everybody's gluten. I don't believe it's gluten. Yes, I think you can have a gluten enteropathy. You can have a gluten disease. And then you have to really avoid gluten, and you can be tested for that. But for most people, I think it's the processed grains. I mean, look at the breads, and it's got all sorts of whatever nonsense in it. All sorts of ingredients you wouldn't feed to a dog, and especially if my daughter would not feed that to a dog. Okay, I think being very selective in eating, you know, healthy grains is probably not a problem, because I think it really comes from your microbiome, and you got to work on that microbiome. You know, an interesting study I came across yesterday. There's a fatty acid called butyrate. It's a certain fatty acid found in butter, of all places. But healthy probiotics are supposed to be able to make butyrate. And I do advise a supplement. I take it myself. I'll be posting some information. I'm doing some research on different butyric acid supplements. But interesting enough, there was a human study on brain function, memory and brain function. And by improving the microbiome and increasing butyrate consumption, there's improved memory and concentration. So really, there are dozens and dozens of ways to help the brain, so you don't have to be like that TV show yesterday with Michael Douglas, where you're, oh, I can't remember. What was the name of that? Senior moments? No. You can compensate biochemically, nutritionally, turning on the right genes, reducing inflammation in the brain, reducing oxidative stress. I've said this over and over again in these podcasts. Oxidative stress, as my professor once told me, is the campfire. You need the fire to warm and energy, and we need oxidative stress. But if the rocks around the campfire don't support control, you burn down the forest. And that's what happens in humans, uncontrolled oxidative stress. You want to need a new hip? You want to need a new knee, titanium knee? Have high levels of oxidative stress. You want cataracts? High levels of oxidative stress. You want immune dysfunction? High levels of oxidative stress. You want increased wrinkles? High levels of oxidative stress. There's almost no condition you can't reference oxidative stress in a condition and not come up with it. Do traditional physicians measure levels? No. You can. You can do a test. We do it in Dr. List's office. The F2 isoprostanes, which is an oxidative stress marker. You can look at that. You can look at blood glutathione levels. There are other markers in the blood. So what do you do about oxidative stress? You do the Steve Halpern method. Lots and lots and lots of berries and broccoli seed. Berries and broccoli seed. What a wonderful, incredible combination. Blackberries. Blueberries. The whole berry, strawberries, raspberries, elderberries. Is there research on berries? Yes, there is. Do I believe in using all sorts of like processed powders? No. Juices? In moderation. You know, you get a lot of fructose in a lot of juices. So if you're going to do juices, I sometimes do the juices, dilute them, and you shouldn't have a problem. Believe it or not, there's something called sorbitol in many juices, which helps bowel function. Helps with a healthy microbiome. As I've said many, many times in these podcasts, one of the most miraculous compounds is sulforaphane. Sulforaphane is found in broccoli sprouts. If you can stand them, occasionally I do. Broccoli seed, but properly grown broccoli seed. broccoli seed that has been non-GMO crossbred, have lots and lots of a protective substance called glucoraphanin, which when it's consumed can become sulforaphane. Sulforaphane turns on many, many protective genes in the system. Tumor suppressor genes, cancer stem cell genes, prostate, joint, eyes, brain, goes on and on and on. Are you going to get it in most cruciferous vegetables? Probably not. You probably have to eat a lot. Even most broccoli will not do it. So you're stuck with broccoli sprouts. Or you can do the Vitalica supplement, VitalicaSupplements.com. Specially grown seed that's activated with a compound called myrosinase, which is an enzyme that converts a sulforaphane into this wonderful protective substance. And I say to my listeners, you don't have to believe me. Go into Google and put in sulforaphane breast cancer, prostate cancer. Put in any condition you want and you'll get medical studies. Is it safe? Absolutely. No negative side effects. Does not affect the thyroid. And again, I said, if you take a look at VitalicaSupplements.com, there's a special price, and you get the real, real deal. Now, something I've been researching, and if you can find in your local store or whatever, you can get some aronia berries. Difficult to find. If you're in Poland or Germany, wouldn't be difficult to find. But there's some interesting research on aronia. Aronia being much stronger than blueberries, even though a study was just was done on blueberries and brain function, and Zappo, it came out just the way we suspected. So get those blueberries, either frozen, which is fine, or fresh. Put in your smoothie. You're not going to overdose on the blueberries. If you find some blackberries, throw that in. If you can find some aronia, which I will tell you the best sources in future podcasts of aronia. I'm doing a lot of research now with Dr. List on the best aronia, which again has some amazing, amazing, amazing health benefits. Anti-inflammation, pain, interesting. Getting feedback in people with pain. Very, very similar to the broccoli seed. But as I said, I will let you know in future podcasts how our research goes on what the best aronia is. You know, that has the whole deal. Has all the what's called anthocyanidines. Anthocyanidines is one of the main ingredients. That's the blue that you find in blueberries. Now remember, if you eat enough blueberries, you won't be blue. My daughter will say, corny, corny. But yes, there have been antidepressant studies on blueberries. There have been anti-anxiety studies on aronia. Aronia goes to the brain. So you have three neurotropics. You have broccoli seed. You have blueberries. You have aronia. And Dr. Liz likes bacopa, which is an Ayurvedic herb. She finds interesting benefits on bacopa. If you take too much, it's going to calm you down, mellow you out too much. But if you take, you have the normal stresses, one a day is perfectly fine. So that's on my list. And of course, what's in the top supplement lists separate from these food-based supplements? Magnesium. Make sure you're getting enough magnesium. If you're taking the right magnesium, you shouldn't be getting diarrhea. If you take a nice mixed magnesium, has glycinate, not too much citrate. Citrate will make you go to the bathroom. But the other forms of magnesium, like I said, magnesium aspartate, magnesium glycinate, different forms. I like you don't need the powder, really. I like the Life Extension Magnesium, which you can see at Talking Herbals. I know it's pure stuff. You do a couple of capsules of those. Don't forget it's winter time, and you want flu protection. And berries can help protect against the flu. There are very interesting studies on immune-supporting properties of these different berries. But getting back to wintertime and vitamin D, I almost never get sick. I'd say just about almost never. And as soon as I get a symptom, I take a lot of vitamin D based on the Vitamin D Foundation suggestion. And even though I normally do 5,000-10,000 vitamin D, check my blood levels, make sure they're at a good level. If I feel I'm getting sick, now this is, I'm not giving you medical advice, I'm just giving you what I do. I'll take a 50,000 dose maybe for 2 days. Boom, knocks it right out. And of course, there's some research, like I said, Sambuca, you'll see TV commercials for it, you'll see in the stores, it's elderberry. And the claim was, Israeli scientists showed that it can kill viruses, but so can blueberries, aronia, broccoli seed, can also kill viruses. So it's not the only star in the show. So I hope you had a good holiday and looking forward to a really great New Year's. I'm looking forward to bringing you lots and lots of great health information in the new year. You can email me. I'm changing the email because I wasn't getting a whole lot of something was wrong with my other email. So you can email me at vitalicasupplements@gmail.com. You can email me with different questions that you have. I'm also going to start. I'm going to look at the Podbeam, and they have something where you can contribute small amounts of money if you've enjoyed these podcasts, like a crowdfunding. I'm going to figure out how to do that. I'll do some blogs in the new year. And again, continue to do all this research so my audience can stay super, super healthy, like I am and my clients are. And again, for the new year, I'm going to be working on an anti-aging program, probably out of Dr. Liss' office in New York City. I'll pick a day that the office isn't busy, and we'll do some real anti-aging program. Not the nonsense as you see on the web. Oh, grow new stem cells. Oh, come on. It has to be personalized. If you don't do personalized medicine, if you want to call it, or personalized nutrition, it's not going to work. And like I said, everybody's an expert now. I've been doing this for 40 years. 40 years? My gosh, how did that happen? But everybody's a nutrition expert now. They take a quickie course and boom, read a couple of websites and they're a super expert. Wow. Okay. I mean, if you're going to trust your health to, people really don't have the background or real, real training, that's your decision. But anyway, on a happy note, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please subscribe so you'll get all newest updates. And please share this with your friends. Share it on Facebook. And thank you again for listening.